Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Not Day for Walks. Every episode is a special episode lately. I don't think we've had a regular episode since like fucking November, maybe. Something completely out of the blue. Most of y'all have heard of Psychic Dolphin Garage just from the fact that we retweet them regularly. So out of nowhere, with no warning, like a meteor shower, like a what's something that's really sudden and awful that just happens to life. Like a cancer diagnosis.
I was going to say premature ejaculation, but either way, you know, fast and sudden.
Yes, it's about to get very messy and uncomfortable. Zach and Kelton are here. You guys, introduce yourselves. Say hello. Let people know your bit, because most of our listeners are shit libs. So let them know what you're about.
Hi, everyone. My name's Kelton. I'm an absolutely wonderful good boy. I love following all of the rules on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. I have never, ever been banned from any of those platforms whatsoever for the content that I make. And I'm super excited to be here.
And I'm Zach, and I'm the quirky one. And my favorite thing to do is, report fake news on Facebook and Instagram.
Fucking always kidding me.
Yeah. You know, so that's our bit, is that we play inside, we draw inside the lines, we play by the rules, and we definitely don't have fun while doing it.
Because, very much a conformist podcast.
You know, we're not quite at the point of grifting because we don't make money off of it. But you know, we have aspirations to one day make face bucks.
Pre-grift.
Ooh, yes. We're pre-grift right now.
Yeah, it's all pre-grift until those sweet Biden Buttigieg 2020 checks start rolling in, right, guys? Let's do this.
That's probably going to be the intro. One of the things that we do argue about sometimes on this show, Trump, bad, not bad, good. We argue about this all the time, and I think our listenership leans towards bad. Get very excited when we say that.
Are you saying the orange man is bad?
Orange man, I'm thinking he's bad. John Wick. I'm thinking he's bad.
You may appreciate that I've ordered a bunch of Trump stickers off of Facebook Marketplace, and I'm going to burn them because it is more worth it for me to have spent the money to be rid of the existence of these stickers than it is to simply ignore such an abomination.
I hate his campaign so much, I'm fully funding it. That's right.
You see, that's what Iran is going to do. That's what Iran is going to do to try and destroy the U.S. is buy campaign merchandise and destroy it.
Oh, no.
That's what Iran is.
Death to the stickers. Death to stickers. Death to stickers.
Death to America. And by America, I mean the sticker of an American flag.
I would have see what I would have done is I would have turned my car into what we colloquially call a InfoWarrior ride.
Oh, hell yeah.
Where you just place a bunch of shit on the back of your car that gives off the impression to anyone behind you that you are absolutely fucking insane.
I do enjoy that. It's kind of like a conspiracy board, but it's on your bumper.
Yeah.
The only ones of those that I respect are the man's rights. What is it? Never no bleed.
No bleed.
No the bleed. Men going their own way?
No. It's the anti-circumcision stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Those guys always offer the most uncut opinions. I understand.
Oh, God. I understand. I've never supported any men's rights organization. Men do not deserve rights.
Right, of course. Kendall rights win.
What other version of the InfoWarrior rides I like? There's also the rare, like, it's like a shiny Pokemon using a gaming metaphor. I'm sorry, by the way, but like the liberal InfoWarrior ride where it's just like,
does anyone else video games?
Shut the fuck up. Nobody likes you. The liberal InfoWarrior ride where you have like coexist stickers, you have like some TARDIS reference to Doctor Who, you got the Harry Potter class they belong to. You got some other shit like some resistance lib.
But you never see those stick figures where it's like the mom, the dad, you know, two daughters and a son. It's always dogs because liberals have replaced having a family with having pets, you know, and that's the great replacement of the white people has begun.
You know, I once read a 4chan post that called cats the purring Jew.
Oh, that's a classic one. Shit.
It's fantastic. It's great.
It was so true. Hashtag true.
My favorite one was the green apple shitters or green apple splatters. Green apple splatters, that was a great one.
What does this have to do with the Great Replacement? Which is obviously...
nothing. Green apple splatters is just a creative way to say you fucking shit yourself.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry, but I'm not interested in things that aren't racist. I'm only interested in racism.
Wow. Okay, Leia, you're just going to go mask off like that right now, huh?
Puts calipers down where I never, sir, would stoop to levels of discourse like this. How could you?
Hope you get the green apple splatters.
Oh, God. Calipers for green apple splatters. Just that's an entirely new form of racism. Just shit-based. It's how you can be racist against white people. You just give people a thimble full of milk and watch what happens one at a time.
We're instituting a new racial hierarchy, and it's by the consistency of your shit.
You shit green. You shit brown.
The more solid shit, the higher up you are. You fucking output liquid sewage, you get to clean liquid sewage.
That's already right, Blue Gatorade Gang, rise.
Already devolving into poop jokes, huh?
I mean, what? We're 2-3 minutes in? Come on now. It's perfect. Let's do this.
If anything, it's overdue.
Anyways, the green apple splatter joke, I was referring to a thread back in 2012, yeah. So ancient, where Anon got to party with a friend of his life who came on to him. And then he just had sex with her. And... in every hump, he was farting because he was constipated as fuck. And at the end, he falls asleep with her. And then he wakes up to a rancid smell and he fucking shat all over the bed. So instead of telling her about it, he grabbed the shit and he wiped it all over her butt and then left a note saying, "You shit yourself, so I left." And then he ran out the house.
You know, typically, I haven't been liking the non-interview shows. But I think I haven't been liking the interview shows, but I feel like we should go back to them if this is what the regular shows are going to be like. Talking about smearing shit in other people's asses. What is politics but an extended version of that, though?
All smearing shit is a sexual pathology. So,
oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like, what's a recent example of sexual pathology? Oh, Nick Fuentes! That little fucking Nazi Zoomer, he's actually gay, actually. He uploaded a 10-hour live stream of him dating his catboy sex worker girlfriend. And I watched that today. Not the entire thing. No, hell no. But, like, it was pretty fucking gay, dude. Like, he was laughing and giggling with them, holding his hand, just having an all-around fun time with them.
We stand a woke king.
Yeah, honestly, Nick Fuentes is uncanceled now.
Yeah, it's the same thing as when, like, Harry Cherry or whatever the fuck his name was like, "Listen, everyone, I'm gay, so don't make fun of me for it." And it's like, nah, dude, like, we got way more important things to make fun of you for. So we'll table that level of shaming that you've self-imposed on yourself for another time.
There's levels to this. There's various angles of attack we can consider.
There were logs in his Discord server. He had a catboy channel, and he encouraged people to post catboys. And he just thought, you know, it's our ironic thing, you know. I'm only ironically engaging in this thing I think is degenerate. And then he was asked on live stream, he was asked the question, "Are traps gay?" Which is, no, Zoomers really like asking that because... I have no idea why. I guess they just like,
yikes,
security and being heterosexual, I guess. And Fuentes, he went on this 3-minute tirade. No, not tirade, this tangent about how, yes, because he's transphobic, but he also wiggles a bit like, you know, given the time now, women aren't really submitting to their procreative duty. So I don't blame people for wanting to get it on with men, you know.
He's that much of a misogynist. He's that, back around.
Yeah, he is gay because he's a misogynist. That's that's what I'm guessing.
If the women aren't being good enough women, then the men can be women too. And that's just fine. Because I'd rather have I'd rather have a woman. I'd rather have a man that's good at being a woman than a woman that's bad at being a woman.
Nick doesn't sound like that. He sounds like he's obnoxious, nasally. He always got the Groiper army behind him, guys.
I really do appreciate.
I have to update my chud voice.
No, your chud voice is like my dad. Jeez.
you see, we're experiencing a split in the chud sphere between like the asshole Ben Shapiro Republicans and the asshole Nick Fuentes Republicans, and you need to.
Oh my God! Is it Dan Crenshaw with the chair?
Is it over cat boys?
We have to know Ben Shapiro's stance on cat boys.
I love Daily Stormer's take on Nick. Apparently, this is Nick Fuentes.
Okay, please edit that to just stop after I love Daily Stormer, period.
Oh, yeah, we're going to cancel you.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, he was dressed as a cat girl and poured milk on himself in a supermarket and got a ticket for it. And so the Daily Stormer's take is, oh, he's a heterosexual white male who's in good shape and is into anime. So I guess such people must simply be punished for who they are.
I do love just like how the second something quasi-fringe makes it into the mainstream, immediately the worst kinds of people infiltrate the fandom thoroughly and completely. Like with anime, for example. Like anime was like, oh, there's a thing that we bullied people for because it was nerdy. Then it entered the mainstream and was, you know, relatively there for probably a couple of years. And then the alt-right jumps on board with it and slowly begins to corrupt it from within. And now we have to go back to bullying anime. You know, it's like that scene in John Wick when he's breaking into his own basement and unlocking. It's just like, all right.
Yeah, it's like, and this is kind of a tangent, but like, honestly, I don't have an opinion of Star Wars, but if I was a Star Wars fan with the state of other Star Wars fans, I would honestly prefer like the 90s state of things where Star Wars was this fucking stupid nerd franchise that were shoved into lockers for over the current state of the Star Wars fandom.
So you want gamers to be an oppressed minority again?
Where's this fucking
billion-dollar
mega industry, and they do queer representation by having fucking three goddamn frames.
You have to zoom and enhance for lesbian action.
Yeah.
What is this? My 7th grade science textbook? Come on now.
I know shit.
Jesus. Yeah.
It is cute though that we view it as only a $1 billion franchise.
Yeah.
Only multiple billions. Listen, you can't surrender. You can't surrender the nerds. This is all part of the right wing clan. A plan. They've built a cringe to clan pipeline.
Cringe the clan. Hell yeah. That sounds like the worst Wu-Tang album. Oh my God.
We have to decentralize not only the state, but culture. Because if things can't become like a big thing in larger than, say, a large town, then you're never going to have this problem.
I feel like most people's politics are meticulously designed to prevent them from getting bullied. So this is Leia's response. I will never get bullied for being uncool because when I'm in charge, we will outlaw things being popular.
Yeah, exactly. There will be no mainstream. The only form of entertainment will be troubadours traveling around in a cart from town to town.
We're going back to Game of Thrones, boys.
Star Wars is popular in like George Lucas's fucking hometown of fuck-ass California, and that's about it. You can go to like San Francisco and you're like, have you heard of Star Wars? Isn't that fucking like down south?
Yeah. Lord of the Rings only got really big in New Zealand because that was the only place where they saw them filming all the time. So,
Hey, lad. Just fucking Kiwis looking around, reading Lord of the Rings, being like,
my name's Zick.
Just like here.
Name Zick.
Because things being popular fucking suck for the people who enjoy them. And the people who make them and the things themselves.
Yeah, being a fan of something popular truly is the white man's burden of entertainment and enjoyment.
Yeah. Right. Like, It's like the Netflix show You.
You shut the fuck up. That's one of the best shows out there.
Penn Badgley.
I'm not a bitch, but you go ahead.
Yeah, hell
Penn
yeah.
Badgley having to get online and be like, hey, everybody that likes my character, please don't like my character.
Yeah, no, my character is a bad guy. I would know. I played him. And I think it's real creepy how all of y'all want to fuck this guy. Here's a website to mental health services. Bye.
Yeah, yeah. Also, if you liked my acting, please check me out in the Gossip Girl show, Gossip Girl.
To be fair to those women, like, it's a little bit safer to have a crush on a person that you know is imaginary. You know that they're not going to, like, actually stalk or assault you. He's got better things to do as an actor.
I'm just saying that if Star Wars never got popular, Raylos wouldn't be a thing.
You know what?
Hey. Watch your mouth. If Star Wars didn't get popular, what's it called? Luya, right? The Luke and Leia crossover that existed like in the 70s. That would still be raging on. Come on now.
That's an excellent point. That's an excellent
point. At least Raylo, you know, it might be toxic and vindictive and absolutely regressive, but they're not related to each other. So it's lacking the key demographic of the Southern vote right there.
We wouldn't have the weird shipping Tumblr discourse about it.
Well, they didn't know at the time, so I guess it's fine.
So you're saying Raylo should concentrate their campaign in the Midwest if they want to pull off the Electoral College?
That's absolute. How will Raylo do in Iowa? That's the most important thing for us to figure out.
Right.
Well, you know, whatever, you know, whatever, however they do manage to pull it off, they could just steal Hamill's hashtag incestuous.
Oh, no.
Yep. As the chief lib.
He is an incredible lib. It's actually pathetic.
God bless him.
Wait, who's an incredible? Mark Hamill. Oh, yeah, he is. He's a very charming lib, I'll say.
He's 100% pure strain resistance lib as well.
I mean, imagine how progressive he was, though, like in the 70s. Because, I mean, once he hit the fame bubble, he stopped, you know, his thoughts and processes. So, I mean, he's probably held the same politics since the 70s. Which, if that's the case, he would have been one of the most woke people out there during, you know, the cocaine cowboy fuel days. So
I imagine that every election he writes in McGovern, like even if it's not a presidential election, he just writes in McGovern.
But he's doing it wokely as a protest vote, you know.
Have y'all talked about Iran since it happened?
No, we're going to talk about it on our podcast episode thing.
Oh, shit. All right. Well, let me.
No. We can talk about it right now, though. Let's get into this.
I'll just quickly just say we were all very shell-shocked, depressed.
Not as shell-shocked as Soleimani was. What, bud?
I wasn't. I was watching Knives Out because I regretted not watching it.
Lucky you.
that took my mind off the possibility of Imperial War for a second.
Yeah, nothing you enjoy more to fight off imperialism than Kentucky Fried Daniel Craig.
Kentucky Fried Daniel
Craig. Good movie, though. It was a fun.
Was it a good movie? Because, yes, like, after the first 30 minutes, I was like, ah, so this is Rian Johnson's Twitter feed turned into a film. I understand now.
I mean, it is, but it's good.
It's good.
I'm not saying it's not well made. I'm just saying that, like,
I was advertised a whodunit.
You know, yeah, I'm not saying
you can't just enjoy Chris Evans for Chris Evans.
Absolutely. Be like, ooh, he's actually an asshole. Who would have thunk it? Like, everyone would have thunk it.
Expectations subverted very nicely.
Yeah. Exactly. So how about this? Okay. If in a world where Star Wars didn't exist, Rian Johnson wouldn't have gotten the budget to do Knives Out. Does that make Star Wars then good or a necessary evil?
Knives Out. I feel like they could have made a smaller budget version. Just
he wouldn't have gotten the star power, though. Jamie Lee Curtis isn't signing on unless director had been in a Star War.
None of those actors, aside from maybe Daniel Craig, are essential to that movie. They could.
Yeah, they didn't. This movie didn't have to be made with these actors.
Okay. First of all. Yep. Why do you think that
it's called? Yes.
Absolutely, yes. Why do you think he got more clout from Star Wars Last Jedi and not Looper?
Rian Johnson.
Probably because Bruce Willis wasn't having a racist mental breakdown on set.
Rian?
Ah, well, that's fair.
He just wants to play his harmonica in peace, Zach.
Because people are hypocrites, yeah. And everybody complains about wanting to see an original movie, but what they really want to see is their ideal movie brought to life. Nobody just wants to go see a movie because it's new. Movies come out and flop all the time that are not original. The reason why franchises and sequels get so much attention is because they're bland and kind of vague, and everybody, what you're going to get when you go to see, okay with it. Yeah. Looper was dope, though.
It's just kind of a soup of what people probably are okay with. Not so much want, but are okay with.
Yeah, honestly, we didn't even launch a rocket strike in Iran. We just kind of extrajudicially assassinated
Iran,
an Iranian on foreign soil. Foreign to both us and Iran. So,
yeah, this is the friend zone equivalent of starting a war, you know? Just like, I don't know, I see us as enemies, but like, I'm not sure I want to make it official, you know? Like, let's not put a label on something.
Right.
Describe every relationship I've ever had.
Hell yeah. Like, especially 3 feet away from your loving girlfriend.
Vaguely antagonistic with benefits.
Calm down over there.
It's nice that Donald Trump blew up his phone last night along with his everything else.
Yeah.
Speaking of green apple splatters.
The amount of
hey babe,
of like
you.
Terroristic threats that were made on Twitter last night, surprisingly, you know, still by white nationalists. I guess par for the course, really. But upsetting in a way that we never got to experience under George W. Bush.
Well, hold on a second there. George Bush was hella imperialist. What are we talking about?
Yeah, but like he didn't go on Twitter and say we're going to bomb the ever loving shit out of you.
Okay, George Bush would have if Jack Dorsey was around and not slacking off, getting high, sexually harassing some half Asian intern of his. Okay, let's do this.
100%. The shit George W. Bush would have said on Twitter would have made your.
How many N-words over under George Bush's Twitter account if it was around from 1980 to 2004?
I'm tripping the fuck out right now. Like, has anyone ever told you that you sound pretty much exactly like Virgil Texas? Like, seriously.
Oh, God.
Yes, I do. And I don't even watch the pod. I don't watch it. I mean,
hold on. I sound like Virgil Texas? What the hell? Okay, I need to get this mic fixed. This is bullshit.
All right, now then we're ordering you a new fucking mic.
I sound like the worst chapo guy, not named Amber. I understand.
Hey, Virgil, okay. Virgil is pretty cute. You can't deny that. Like, Virgil is by far the cutest chapo. Virgil is cute. All the other ones are like disheveled fucking weirdos.
I want to be mad so badly, meaning like I'm gonna wear his skin at some point. So I'm very saddened by this update, but I will take it because at the very least that means I can call Matt on the phone and he'll be like, "Oh hey Virgil, what's up?" And I'm like, "Let's meet at that back alley spot, you know, by that creepy van." It's fine.
I would love that. I feel like all of them just bully Virgil when they're not on air.
See that's the point. It's my ability to then lure Matt away and
hey,
get his
would
sweet,
you like
sweet
to
skin.
Bully me, Mr. Chrisman?
Like I know it's actually him because he called me Mr. Chrisman.
We actually definitely planned on bullying y'all when y'all came on the show. I actually ordered some My Podcast, My Rules coffee mugs.
The only podcast we let bully us is Rob from Dumb and Awful. But that's because that's the only thing that fuels Rob is bullying people.
Yeah. I mean, otherwise that becomes a hollow husk of a human being. You know, it's just kind of like, you know, watching Dracula before he's gotten any blood. You're just like, you need this. You're a monster, but we respect you for it. So we'll give you what we need.
We'll give you what you need to get what we need from you.
Just bad take.
Oh, God, where else are we going to find some 30-year-old with K-pop opinions? Come on now.
Oh, God. If we ever talk about K-pop on the show, I'm going to fucking...
Hell yeah, Demonopol, come on down.
I'm going to get signed to Universal and do a solo act.
Oh, man.
The 7 dirty words you're not allowed to say about K-pop. Number one, boop!
It's just salad Koreans, like anti-Korean slurs.
The only thing I know about K-pop is that one guy from BTS, I think, who lost 30 pairs of AirPods, and I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, dude.
It's like losing M&Ms. Like, how are you dropping that many just out on the street?
Also, he's a very famous rapper. You should not be able to lose track of him. Come on now.
I feel like people are just stealing his AirPods, and they're going, oh, you must have lost it, you clumsy old bastard.
It's like
there's a kleptomaniac.
It's like elder abuse where you keep fucking swiping his money and gaslighting him. No, Grandpa.
Grandpa,
I don't know where your stock certificates went. You must have lost them.
Yeah, no, the three old men that actually run all of the K-pop groups, like, have paid someone to go around and steal just one of his AirPods, like, once a week to create the image that he's like, whoopsie doodle. Clumsy me, yeah. Oh,
but
yeah.
How does he have 19 left AirPods?
It's a real complicated type of money laundering.
Yeah, you know, really, it's fine with me as long as they donate the AirPods. They know they donate all the used AirPods to charity. You know, that makes it okay at the end of the day.
Donate the left AirPods to the Australian brush fires. They'll figure out something to do.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of that, have you heard about this person who promised to send a nude to anyone who
donated
$10 to one of the charities? Sending relief to the Australian
has raised over $60,000. Yeah,
$200,000
now. Hell yeah!
Like utilizing horniness.
This is the ingeniousness that will carry us through 2020.
Yeah. First of all, more important than anything we will ever
do. Is it illegal to offer nudes in exchange for vote for Iowa, like Iowans voting for Bernie Sanders in the primary? Is that illegal?
It's obvious.
Is that bribery?
Bernie would have done it, no. And he'd be ahead.
Like, are nudes a form of, like, currency or sort of, like, where does this fall under the law? Yeah. We need to get a lawyer on this.
I'm sure
sexual favors can get you impeached.
Well, there goes my political career. What the fuck?
Just say they're artistic news.
Right. Okay.
Hold on.
You're donating.
What kind?
Are they artistic or autistic?
God damn it. That was going to be my clarification
artistic
point.
Rodent vowel. Right?
It can be both.
No, I'm not. We're not the Chapos. Yeah. We're not that ableist yet. Okay.
Not allowing autistic nudes is ableist.
Shouldn't you be supporting autistic sex workers, Dre?
Fuck you. You're trying to cut me into a corner.
This is certainly an episode.
Damn it.
Like I was saying before you, when you fucking dipped out, Brandon, like this makes me want to go back to the interview episodes. Because at least with those, I could just zone out for 30 minutes and you ping me with a
like, actually, say something. Hey, just say what was that?
Yeah.
Listen.
What's your plan for taxes?
Brandon will write out questions for me because I'm so fucking out of it, and I just read them out loud.
You need, like, fucking ADD Adderall.
Yeah, I really do.
Like something.
Adderall
Jesus.
Plus.
I mean, we all know what's rapidly available in bumfuck towns in Texas. Come on now. You know what it is.
Has anybody offered you heroin yet?
Well, I haven't.
No.
I very rarely leave the house. You have to understand.
No, but I heard that a really skinny white dude dressed as Santa will just come down your chimney if you live out in the country.
We don't have a chimney.
It's called breaking into your trailer, but yes.
Why the fuck would we have a chimney? This is an 1884.
The weird prequel edition to George Orwell's famous novel, 1884.
He comes up the fire exit? I don't know.
Oh, God.
Blade Runner 1884.
They go door to door like they're Girl Scouts, and they have their meth uniforms on, and they say, "Hello, would you like to order some meth?"
And yum, yum, no. Yummy, please.
No, I'm a cop. And they say, "Okay, you have a good day."
Mm-hmm. Have two meth, please.
Take one crack, one rock of crack.
I'll take a crack at it. Imagine how many fans of your y'all's podcast are currently overdosing. This is going to be the last riff they hear. Just fully dissociating from reality.
Yeah.
Requiem for a Dream music starts playing.
Yeah. Fucking real shit, Adderall, real shit. Like, I've said this before, but I'm for strict penalization and criminalization of all drugs that cause you to do work. Because we should not be encouraging this as a society.
But the high, people do Adderall for the high, too.
In my society.
I don't understand.
You get hallucinogens and downers.
Oh, please. Okay, so what? Are we saying that art is not work now? Because, I mean, let's be real here. Having sex on hallucinogens. What about that? Is sex work not work? Come on.
The drugs have to compel you to do more work than you already would have done.
I'm telling you, on hallucinogens, I start all of a sudden, you know, that OnlyFans starts releasing a 30% off sale. Let's do this. You know, it'd be like, sometimes I want to get some notifications while the colors melt across my screen. Let's do this.
Leia, I'm going to ask you a specific question that's going to switch us to our next topic. Do you think the new age of anti-big pharma millennials are going to kill the Adderall industry?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, listen, Leia is half a Sudafed away from becoming an NPR host instead of a podcast.
Hey, just fucking, I can be set off. Fucking attack dog in me can be set off. I'm just fucking tired, right?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Not Safe for Wonks. Our first topic today, was it actually 6 million? Our guest
Jesus
is here.
Fucking Christ.
Okay, Nicholas Gay Fuentes.
If we're going to be doing, like, fucking Cumtown-esque bits, then we should at least be a Patreon-only podcast.
gotta pay for that bit. Is that
okay? All right. Look,
I'm glad. See, I know the point you're actually trying to say, but I'm choosing to interpret it as that's a good enough bit that you should put it on Patreon. And to that, I say thank you.
You're happy to get
anybody
that can pay us $10. Our price is very low.
The second half of the episode, we're gonna just cut it off, and then there'll be like a little bump that says, "Hey, if you want to keep listening, you have to subscribe to the Patreon."
Yeah, exactly.
We'll save that bit for the bonus section.
You get the demo disc.
Yeah. Please flip their CD over.
Please insert disc 3.
Listen, millennials are not going to kill Adderall. Most people Leia's age like to have fun.
We're not going to kill Adderall because I like being able to sit on my couch and enjoy watching TV, not thinking about everything that I should be doing instead.
How old are you?
Older
than 37 years old.
I'm
not a day over 59.
Oh, thank God. Okay,
he is barely 73.
I can't get over this. I fucking can't get over this. You're actually Virgil fucking Texas.
Yeah, I mean, if millennials love serial killers so much in 2019, I guess it makes sense that they're killing off all these industries, right?
They're killing off the cereals.
Mm.
Because we're buying the big bag from Walmart.
Oh, they
want to
fuck the cereal.
Boom, boom, boom. I mean, like, honestly, Tony the Tiger could probably get it, but I mean.
I don't like having to crank one out at the breakfast table. So that's why I get the off-brand, because I don't.
I mean, Captain Crunch, probably early front-runner right there, military man.
Love a man in uniform.
Yeah. The Trix Bunny.
No, I'd say that's like third, like, maybe back a second, fourth out.
Yeah.
All right, well, Leia, what are your most fuckable?
Because Trix is for kids, Zach. Of course. Don't you see?
Of course. No, let me look up fucking some cereal mascots.
I mean, like, Zach and Bo on our podcast have already talked about how replaceable I am. That eventually, they're just going to take some select sound bites from me, put it onto a Discord soundboard effect, and then just start randomly press it throughout.
Honestly, you can replace me on some interviews with a fucking soundboard. Just, oh god. Okay, right.
If you pay for a nice enough voice to text or text to voice,
we can just
Stephen
Hawking. We'll just
on the other hand,
congressional districts and congressional candidates. And have it be automated.
What sort of godforsaken wait, don't tell me.
We should
comedy bang bullshit is this?
This is hello, we're talking to prospective representative Punchline.
I don't know if it was me, but I heard Jew Punchline and I'm like, wow, that's a hell of a name Jew for your character, but, you know.
From the 72nd congressional district of New Flexus. Like, we're just gonna have a bot that automates interviews so that we can focus on the real content, which is episodes like this. We talk about the fuckability of cereal mascots.
By the way, the most fuckable cereal mascot by far, Toucan Sam. What that beat do, dog?
Oh, no. Strong agree. He's a family man. He cares for his nephews, you know.
I mean, you follow your nose wherever it may go.
Right.
Honestly, like.
I feel like, are we counting Snap, Crackle, and Pop as a group or as individuals?
Yes. A group if it moves them up the board, if you know what I'm saying. So. Okay, let's see here. Honestly, my dark horse candidate, the Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. That seems like a real chaotic energy. Seems like a wild time. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the old San Diego Chargers Boltman mascot, where, you know, you're not going to bring him home to your parents, but my God. If it's 2 a.m. at a bar, you could definitely do worse.
Like, I feel like Count Chocula is an obvious pick. But it's like a milk toast pig. It's the Joe Biden.
That's a Brooklyn. I mean, it's the Brooklyn podcaster he seems interesting, but then you realize he only seems interesting because he can afford to be because of, you know, inherited family wealth.
I feel like Count Chocula has a lot of death. Vampire. He can only live on blood, but he's addicted to cereal. Count Chocula is basically the Kylo Ren of cereal mascot. Got a lot of intensity.
Kylo Ren.
No, I feel like you'd have to like re-release Count Chocula in like a reboot that makes him way hotter than he was in the original.
Would you want to play Count Chocula in a reboot?
Me. I would like to play him.
Let's see here. Count Chocula. Are we doing an origin story or is this already like
origin story? People don't really know. You know his swag, but you don't know his story.
Okay, well, since it's an origin story and I know we got to go with someone young, I'm going to go with Disney style de-aged Anthony Hopkins as my pick for Count Chocula. I'm saying that in the same way of like the Rise of Skywalker de-aged Luke and Leia to those soulless godless faces, you know, with the smoothing effect. Right. That's what I'm picturing here with Anthony Hopkins. It almost looks like he's wearing a mask, not unlike my plan for Matt Crispin. So
that's amazing. I think that's going to be like,
I feel like Sugar Bear is a dark horse candidate.
That's a good choice.
Just like there's a kind of energy.
Okay.
Like, look at him. He seems chill. He seems fun.
What about the Applejack's frog and the Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs bird?
No, Applejack's doesn't have a frog. Applejack's has like an anthropomorphic cinnamon stick and an apple, and the cinnamon stick has a Jamaican accent.
Is it Honey Smacks or like some other vaguely, weirdly, racially coded character in the cereal?
We need a separate chart of how racist the cereal is.
a separate but equal
charm. No, 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 no.
Okay, Lucky Charms guy, yeah. Definitely number one. Definitely the most racist. That dude is 100% Patty.
Tiger is a sunglasses and car reply guy.
What? No, he's a workout bro. Like, he has like 10K followers on Instagram, and he's always posting selfies with hashtag like motivation.
Yeah, you're right. I changed my answer. In 10 years, Tony the Tiger is going to be a sunglasses and car.
Out of all the things that we did kill, the thing that we didn't manage to kill was Adam Sandler, and Adam Sandler's going to come back by making a serial.
He only comes back every like decade or so with a halfway decent movie. Okay, listen, like Uncut Gems, real quick. In the same way that everyone was shitting themselves because Winter Soldier was like a halfway decent spy thriller, but it was also a Marvel movie. So that meant we were grading it on the curviest of curves. And we're like, oh, well, because it's halfway decent, that must mean it's an amazing film. In the same way, we're like, oh, Uncut Gems, that's a pretty good, like, you know, intense thriller of a movie. But because it stars Adam Sandler, we're grading it on the curviest of curves. We're like, well, clearly then this must be the best film ever made.
Yeah, yeah. Adam's not gonna, he's not gonna subvert expectations though. He's gonna come back in 2020 with a movie about the serial mascots.
Adam Sandler is like, he's negging the American public. He's negging them and lowering their standards by making shitty movie after shitty movie to the point where he makes a mediocre to okay movie. And it's because our standards have been so low, and he's fucking negged us and bugged us a fuck ton. They were like, oh, okay, Adam, this is a pretty okay picture. Like, this is fine.
Again.
God damn it.
Jack and Jill 2, motherfuckers. Al Pacino as Jimmy Hoffa in The Irishman in Jack and Jill 2.
His wife go take a trip to Africa, some undisclosed country in Africa.
Of course, yeah, blended. Of course your mom likes Adam. All of our parents like that. If your parents don't like any of the Adam Sandler films, yes. Like... they're not your real parents. You should discriminate us.
The only parents who don't like Adam Sandler films are the parents who don't love you. So
my mom loves Click. The one.
Okay, honestly, the last 10 minutes of Click fucked me up so hard.
Yeah, like the only thing I remember from Click is that there's a Beyond section in the Bed Bath and Beyond.
Yeah, fucking Christopher Walken.
I feel like the movie started from that joke. Started from like Adam Sandler being in a Bed Bath and Beyond, and was like, "Hey, wouldn't it be funny if there was a Beyond section? What would they sell?"
That's a Family Guy tier joke.
I mean,
it's like, and then the guy that he's talking to is like, "Why the fuck are you following me, famous actor?"
Yeah, that really does sound like something that, like, at 3 a.m. Adam Sandler ranted to his agent about in a voicemail, and his agent was like, well, I guess I got to make it a movie. Already been commissioned a script from some poor unpaid interns trying to desperately make it out of USC film school. And then he handed it to Sandler, and Sandler was like, I have no fucking idea. But, you know, I got a 3.5 picture deal at Paramount, so let's just check the box on this. What the fuck?
Hey, can we talk about what the half picture is? What is the half picture?
And to answer the question, the half credit was going to be him being listed as a producer. There we go.
What a great hustle he has going on. He just shows up with his friends. They record. Right. Netflix pays him.
Adam Sandler would be a podcaster if he was our age in 2019.
Right. That is true. Like, he'd make podcast episodes specifically so he could fucking talk to... Like,
honestly, and we all would probably love it. Because, I mean, the only reason we hate Adam Sandler is because of, like, the shitty movies. But, like, his stand-up special that he released, that was fucking solid all the way through. It was just bit after bit after bit that tied together and worked out very well. Like, he has it. He just doesn't give a fuck on any of the script or development. And he just wants to make sure he can shoehorn more vacations in with his kids. Which, right. I mean, like, respect that grift. But, God. Mm. Adam Sandler Comedy Podcast, 2K25. Let's do this. Z, send those goddamn nukes.
We
we got to reincarnate Adam Sandler into a younger body.
So you just keep him immortal.
And
a younger, and smaller like, body.
And we got a lot. We got to fucking stream into his brain like 1,000 hours of like cum town.
It's Lorne Michaels as the Emperor, and he just has a whole bunch of Snoke clones, but they're Adam Sandler like the clones.
Cum town house will be alive in 2025.
Hell yeah. R.I.P. Stav.
I know. Adam Sandler presents Cumtown the musical.
I know this whole topic of this episode was supposed to be about industries millennials have killed, and I don't think we give a fuck about that anymore. But there's one thing I wanted to mention here because I thought it was really good.
I wrote an outline for this. You asked me to write an outline.
No, I did the entire thing.
And we will get to that beautiful Cumtown outline.
The musical.
It's like You're in Town, but you know, the porn parody version. So
but yeah, the one industry I want to talk about, it's not necessarily that millennials killed it, it's the fact that it was marketed towards a very specific time period that has passed rather long ago, I'd say like half a decade ago. And it was in cable TV, there's this phenomenon where there'd be a lot of shows that'd be dedicated to showcasing content that you'd easily Ooh. Find on the internet to boomer audiences.
Oh yeah, America's Funniest Home Video.
AFE was around before that. They sent VHS tapes in. That shit's archaic.
Tosh.0
shit like that. That shit's dead as fuck now because people realize the absolute absurdity of going on cable television to find someone to present internet content.
You know what I'm sad that we killed? G4. G4 was a perfectly serviceable cable channel.
Like
I didn't say it was serviceable.
I mean, so is Ridiculousness if we're going with serviceable. I mean,
they had live E3 coverage.
A half broken vibrator is serviceable. It doesn't mean you want to use it though.
They had like reruns of American Ninja Warrior. It was fine.
The only good thing on that entire channel was Extended Play. And you would come home from school, and that would be on, and you would watch it once in a while, and they would go 5 out of 5.
6.
Yeah.
7.
It was fine. But, like, I feel like G4 has just been replaced by angry white guy YouTube channels where they're angry. I'm a consumer advocate.
Like, if the Quartering was born 10 years ago, I think he'd have a show on G4.
Oh, absolutely. Like, Review Tech USA, fat, bald, white guy.
Angry Joe Review on G4. Check out reruns on Spike TV.
Leia, we spend all this time talking to these lib politicians, and Leia is, like, issuing fatwas every morning with the fucking prayer bell.
Like, honestly... Honestly, if the Iranians manage to murk Trump, I'm fucking converting.
Sunni Islam, okay.
Fucking inshallah.
Millennials, please. Ren, you know what to do. All right, go ahead.
Okay. Good Lord. Okay, I was mentioning like earlier shows that would display content from the internet. I thought of World's Dumbest because that's essentially what World's Dumbest was. It was just a bunch of like B-list comedians who are in their 50s now making corny ass jokes about.
If you hadn't heard, there is actually still one that is ongoing that tries to do. They try to make this channel, and they've tried to market themselves as a bar channel, and they take content from the internet. And they add it onto these streams that they then send out to all of these different bars that pay for this service. And
it's Chive.com.
The Chive.com. And that's their business plan as of 2018. Or is it 2019?
And they are profitable.
It sounds suspiciously close to the K-Hive.
And the Chive is something that millennials killed that boomers fucking revived.
Oh, so do we got to give props to the boomers?
I they wouldn't let us kill it. I mean, on the other hand,
let's think about the like, you know, the show Cops got killed by millennials, and now we just have live leak of all the various police shootings around. So are we really better for it?
Oh, no. We still I still am informed of when live PD is airing because it'll trend on Twitter and there's a bunch of dumbasses talking about, oh, that criminal really got it. Yeah. Hashtag live PD.
I don't watch MMA. I never watch MMA fights.
All boomers do is complain about millennials. Crash the economy and lie PD.
I never watched MMA exactly. fights before, but I found this YouTube series called Street Beasts where it's just two shirtless guys in like this makeshift arena.
Oh yeah, yeah, bum fights.
Beat the shit out of each other. And that's right. So entertaining to me.
It's super fun until you realize that most of them just got released and they were promised $50, and then they don't get paid that $50 at the end.
It's another thing millennials killed. Too sensitive to watch homeless people.
You see, Street Fighters need to unionize. It can provide a positive model for going forward with unionization in MMA and UFC.
Please unionize your bum fight dumpster today.
Mm-hmm. We want contracts. We want a mandated number of fights.
We want mandated 40 ounces.
Oh, God.
You see, this is Yang's new policy. You know, on his policy website, he has, like, some dumbass shit about, like, paying MMA fighters or whatever. He wants to appeal to the center, so he's going to means test his MMA policy by trying it on bum fights first.
More like dumb fights, am I right? Oh, God.
The one reason why I'm against, democracy dollars is because that $1,000 a month is going to support things like chain restaurants.
Yeah, Applebee's, disgusting. Leia.
Yeah. Okay. Like we're complaining about killing chain restaurants, but like, what about a restaurant just for the fellas? A restaurant. Huh? How about that?
That's literally, you're literally describing Hooters right now.
There's a Twin Peaks near where I am. I have
never been to Hooters or Twin Peaks or Twisted Kilt. Thank you very much.
What's Twisted Kilt?
All right. I'm sorry, not Twisted. Tilted Kilt is a Scottish themed edition of Hooters.
Jesus.
We have to rebrand Hooters and relaunch it as a femboy restaurant.
Yeah, well, see, actually, we make it very feminist and, you know, keep the owl theme. And it's who? Hers. There we go.
I love that woke rebranding.
I'm on board with this.
The official Twitter account has the little Kamala gold ring around the avatar.
Still with Hoot Her.
The brand exclusively replies in Hillary Clinton and sassy black women gifts with no other variations.
It's a 30-year-old white woman responding only in black woman gifts. Nothing problematic whatsoever.
There's a reservoir of 10 of them.
Jesus.
God. That's almost as cursed as like when you realize that black Adam Schefter on Twitter is run by like all those white guys at Total Pro Sports. Like, it's real weird, real problematic, real fast.
That is incredibly weird. I forget the first day I found out about that, but my hair just popped off my head. extreme appropriation. Extremely bad takes. Also, never liked that account.
No. Wow. I mean, I was willing to put up with the slurs because of the content, but now it's all been reframed. Dear God, what happened?
Leia, you mentioned American Ninja Warrior earlier, right? That reminds me of...
Mm-hmm, I did.
It was on G4. What the fuck?
It was.
An entire genre of like television that I don't think has gone away. It's just sidelined, and I haven't been paying attention to it because of personal bias. But it's sports. It's the sports game show where you have this obstacle course that you get some teenager to run through, and you just like watch them fucking break their ankles on.
I think that's just Wipeout. I think you just got Wipeout.
I never said I wanted it back. I just said that millennials.
No, who doesn't want Wipeout back?
If you want Wipeout,
make the case for Wipeout.
If you want Wipeout back, you
you get to see fucking people like having the shit kicked out of them and falling into water.
We already said that we like bum fights.
Yeah, I mean,
we prefer our.
we need the bum fights version of Wipeout.
It's actually
y'all saw by the way
the Mississippi fucking mudslinging.
I know that y'all are, you know, still pretty new to the whole bum fights world. You know, you poor sweet angels. Have y'all heard of shock fights, which is where you get two bums, of course, because there's nothing problematic about forcing them to fight. But then you attach brass knuckles that have tasers at the end of them, and you have them fight each other.
I actually have heard of that. And weirdly enough, Bernie Sanders is going to introduce that as his reparations policy. Black, you get two free tickets. You can bring a friend and battling inside the combat arena.
The shock fights. We are introducing shock fights for all. And we're going to make the 1% the billionaires and billionaires. We're going to make them fight in the arena of shock fights.
I'm about to spit a hot take right now. If you're one who advocates for Wipeout coming back, you need to enroll in Wipeout. It's like people who advocate for war with Iran. If you advocate for war in Iran, you should
advocate
sign
for
out.
Wipeout. You.
And if you advocate for Wipeout,
if you advocate Wipeout, for Wipeout, you need to just, you know, get signed up for the shock fight. Come on now, up it. Come on, one more level after another. Or even better, shock fights, but it's on the Wipeout platform.
Okay. Oh, I support this. And you got the sweeping bar that keeps going, and you got to dodge over.
And it like smashes your pelvis and when it hits you from the back.
Yeah, and we'll exactly. have a there'll be a special Texas edition where it's just two of those bulls that they try to throw you off of that are just right next to each other, and you're trying to beat each other up while not falling off of the bulls.
And for people saying exactly. that this is just some weird methed out version of Running Man starring Arnold Schwarzenegger, I say, shut the fuck up. Let us have some fun. God damn it. Fuck you.
Exactly. Like, we're going to. I think that death sentences are inhumane. But I think that.
But.
Like, when we come and collect, like, John Bolton and Trump and fucking all the rest of them, Jeff Bezos, I think it would be fun to make them do dumb shit like this. And it's not like unethical.
An extension of the Fortnite proposal.
Yeah, we can definitely get them to all participate in Most Extreme Elimination Challenge. Of course, it won't, under Leia's rules, it won't be the Most Extreme Elimination Challenge. It'll be the Second Most Extreme Elimination Challenge.
You see, we get, like, how many, let me look up how many billionaires there are.
There's like 600. There's like 750 or something.
It's because you have.
Why are millennials killing the billionaire class? Hmm?
You have graduating levels of dangerousness. So it starts with, like, regular Wipeout. And then you whittle the group down to like 100, and then you do shock fights. And at the end of it, you get the two surviving billionaires.
You just want to do the Hunger Game. You want the Hunger Games for billionaires.
Yeah.
I mean, billionaire Hunger Games does sound like the coolest SoundCloud rapper around. So, I mean.
This episode is not going well, and I'm not funny for this one. This fucking sucks. I hate this.
I thought that we were having lots of fun. I'm sorry that you're saying it's not going well.
No, don't take me seriously. Don't take me serious. Don't take anything I've said this episode seriously.
I think this episode is dog shit. I hate coming on here. These guests, oh my God, gonna blow my brains out. No, you guys are great. No, don't. Don't take it personally.
For more great content like this, please donate to Psychic Dolphin Garage's Patreon.
How many patrons do you even have?
How many do you have? Yeah, let's talk about you.
Yeah, okay. This is like the Patreon. I'm sorry, Patreon. The podcast equivalent of being like, how many bodies do you have? Like, come on now, a gentleman never tells.
don't you have it listed on your Patreon page anyway?
It is listed on the Patreon.
Yeah,
page.
We do. I mean, yeah. But
we have 10.
You know,
we have 10. Supporters.
That's just for medical reasons.
We have 10 supporters.
Excellent.
That's right. Yeah.
What percentage of them have been on your show?
None, actually.
Oh, wow, that's actually dope.
Yeah. I mean, like, don't worry. We plan on whoring ourselves out for sweet, you know, 80% of whatever the Patreon number is later on. Don't worry about it.
True.
But, yeah, as of right now, we're just, you know, having a blast trying to build a community and trying to avoid getting permabanned on Twitter, IP blocked. So
show right. sounds so much better than it did in the first two or three episodes. Where
hell yeah,
it sounded like you're inside a fucking wind tunnel. I was like, oh, these
guys. Well, you know, you win some, you lose some. So
unfortunately, you made it. You pushed through it.
Made survive. It to the other side. Yeah, that's the real struggle with the podcasting is you know, getting over the first bump of like, oh, wait, we have to release a new one every week.
Shit. Oh god, now we're gonna add a bonus episode every other week. Oh god, and now we're adding another bonus episode. Oh, and there's gonna be a sports show once a week. Oh fuck me.
Streaming.
And we're gonna start doing guest spots on other people's podcasts. Oh no.
We're slowly gonna become a 24-hour news sort.
The 24-hour podcasting network that we've created, you know, really is going to just by virtue of being better, replace the cable companies and the journalist companies that are.
We've just looped around and invented talk radio again.
Basically, yeah, yeah,
really did. All of us together, we're MSREE.
Yeah, except you know, at some point we're gonna get backers that will just give us millions of dollars to turn our takes.
Listen,
put it into physical format and then save it for, you know, future generations.
We fully plan on selling out, but that's only on the sports front. We're going to get all the ads. We're going to become total sports bros and expect all those like weird AM radio takes after every major sporting event, declaring it the best / worst thing of the decade.
Hello and welcome to WOKNS.
This podcast sponsored by FanDuel.com.
Squarespace,
NordVPN. NordVPN.
Oh my god! Oh god! Instead of Squarespace, it's Queerspace. You know, get those woke points.
Share with all your woke liberal friends all the right opinions. You can never be wrong or have to self-reflect ever again.
Build a customized RSS feed so you can insulate your bubble with Queerspace.
Our staff will have a full repertoire of model minorities to approve everything you say.
Oh shit!
You will never feel like you're wrong
with
ever
a wide again. Selection of model minorities.
Your opinions will always.
You can actually choose your model minority friends. That's right.
Well, they'll be on staff 24/7.
Hi, I'm trans. I'm just passing. You shouldn't. And you could hardly tell. I don't rebel against gender norms in any way. And I just wanted to tell you, you're so deserving of special commendation for using my correct name and pronouns. It's going above and beyond.
That's like ASMR for white liberals.
That's
basically what we're creating again.
That's actually a much better grift than this podcast. The only thing that's missing is you need a blue apron aspect, Leia. You need to go to people's houses and do this. Find somebody that will pay you to leave Texas.
It's like a private chef, but it's affirming your wokeness.
Yeah, it costs $90 a plate, and it turns out it's just, you know, Frosted Flake cereal, but it's food from your culture. And so that way then all the woke white women libs just go ape shit over that.
There actually is a seminar series a couple of black girls developed that is literally just them doing femdom on white women and yelling at them about how they're white and teaching them how not to be racist.
But when I try to do that, it's problematic and I'm a misogynist.
I know.
Just because I only do it to my ex-girlfriends. Uh-huh. I get it. I see. The double standard.
Guys, it's been an hour. It's been an hour 20. Our editor is going to murder us. Doesn't like episodes that run long.
One more hour.
Let's swap.
It's now a telethon.
Oh god.
It's a pre-recorded telethon.
Kelton's just prepping for his appearance on a different podcast. He's ready to do his 4-hour show.
Can't wait.
We actually did attempt to do a telethon and it was a complete disaster.
Hell yes.
I don't think anyone watched.
No one donated, no one watched it. Discord shit the bed like
oh, beautiful.
We were trying to like do a fundraiser for UAW. In fact, we'll probably try it again in a couple of months. But it.
Yeah, once we have the clout enough to secure the people, will watch it.
Yeah, we did.
You got to give the power to the people. And then you can start to, you know, telethon the people.
Right.
Push notification, the people.
We did a like a 10-hour, it's supposed to be 24, but it was like a 10-hour stream of Doom at some point once we hit like.
Oh, yeah, because we hit 666 followers. That was nice.
It went really well.
What we did was we watched the second part in a 3-part arc of some fucking mystery anime.
Detective Conan.
It's supposed to be Detective 8 Conan. Hours. Yeah. It was supposed to be 8 hours long, but I think we only managed 3.
Yes, yes, yes. We all know that classic anime, Star Wars, The Clone Wars. I understand.
Yeah. Yeah. So, listen, let's get the fuck out of here before Ren pops on.
Hell yeah.
For Psychic Dolphin Garage, Zach and Kelton, this is Brandon, Andre, Leia. Good collab. There are some actual funny parts in here that we'll have to like dig through. Like Ray on Jakku digging for the scrap of
very much.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this was a blast. Thank you very much for having us on. It was wonderful.
Oh, it's good. It's great. It's happening. It's popping.
You're welcome. Let's never, ever, ever do this again.
Of course. Why would we do this?